Now our regular Saturday feature, A Week in the Life. This week the Reverend Heather Howland Bobbitt from the Christian Community Presbyterian Church in Maryland reflects on a week in the shadow of the sniper.
The natural aftermath of this whole ordeal in Bowie is that parents here are gripped with terror. Although it is certainly understandable, it's not doing anyone any good. In fact, it's provoking people to do strange things. All of a sudden, every citizen in my little town is thinking of themselves and their family as potential targets for the sniper's bullet. I've seen people get out of their four-wheel drives at the grocery store, flatten themselves up against the closed car door, look left, look right, look up, and then dash to get into the store, as if they might avoid death with these dramatic precautions. Attendance in all the schools is down by 30% because there are that many parents keeping their children home. That is the only way they can be sure they will be safe. I am witnessing sheer panic taking deep roots into what I once believed to be a culture of remarkably down-to-earth people. And I understand this. I am a mother, too. On Monday afternoon, mere hours after a 13-year-old boy was shot in our town by a serial sniper as he was entering his middle school, I picked up my toddler son, Oliver, from our daycare provider and held him close. He laughed to see me and poked me in the eye, trying to communicate to me that he had learned about blinking today and wanted to show me how to do it. I blinked away tears. I love my little boy more than anything or anyone else in the world. It was an abomination what the shooter did that morning to some other mother's beloved child. I felt the shock of it, and I prayed for them repeatedly, still do. Then we went home and did what we always do every afternoon of my baby's life since he was a month old. We went for a walk to the park. It was empty. My son and I were alone in the park with our dog, and I never even thought about that being dangerous. I was too busy thinking of it as just weird and sort of sad. Above us was a bright blue sky, and all around us that perfect, cool autumn air. We rather missed our usual neighbor kid friends who regularly show up at the park, Van, Andrew, Nachu. Their mothers preferred they stay inside on such a day of grim events. I love my neighbors and my friends in Bowie. There is so much to enjoy about living here, not the least of which is this whole town's constant attention to the welfare of the children. But now things have turned a corner, and people are hiding their children in the darkness. This must change. We will walk in the light. There is no real defense in fear, but there is great protection in love. The sniper cannot steal from us these bright, crisp days, nor will he hide from our children the chance to slide and run and swing and shout for joy to be alive.